And you're welcome back to the programme. 25 minutes to the hour is the time, and I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan of Sliannua Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We've got an email from DD this week. I'm going for an interview next week. I'm totally nervous. In school, I was a great woman for learning off poems and even the odd essay for exams. Should I try to learn off, rehearse, and spout it out at the interview?
Well, I've got to go back to my own school days to Pope's Rape of the Lock. Cease rash youth, desist ere 'tis too late. No, I would say. Absolutely not. It sounds like a lovely idea, but it'll cause more pressure than if you go in there and are prepared to chat naturally, have your homework done, but remembering lines and hoping that they'll roll off the biro or roll off the tongue on the day is the wrong way to go. It'll be spotted, I would imagine, by the interview panel, but more to the point, it'll make you uptight. You'll spend more time remembering the lines than actually talking about what you should talk about. So I think it's a very bad idea. I regularly warn clients who veer in this direction to not do so.
And you can't very well preempt an interview anyway.
And that absolutely. I mean, it presumes that there's a fixed state known as the question, if you know what I mean, and that it's always going to be asked a certain way. And it also doesn't prepare you for follow-up or secondary or clarification questions. I suppose the point about what DD has asked here is that it reflects some people's thinking that it's like going in front of a firing squad. They are, you know, it's not. It's going in to talk to humans. You're not going in to not be yourself. You're not going in there to, you know, like an automaton, rattle off some information and hopefully that'll get me through, like a one-page man type thing. It's a much more organic piece of communication where you go in and you chat and you talk and hopefully you know a bit about the kind of work you're going for. Maybe you've experienced that area, you have skills, chat away. You know, the questions won't come the way you expect them to come. What about the secondary questions that your answers will throw up? So it sounds like a real safety blanket to take on, but I would say in almost every case it would prove to be counterproductive.
And the idea that you would, when I was reading this earlier in the day, I was saying, well, learn what? I can understand where an individual might learn poetry or prepare an essay in their head for the Leaving Cert. But looking at this earlier, I was saying to myself, like, learn what exactly?
Well, I mean, there are things you need to prepare in terms of knowing what you have done and what the company is looking for, and they're the key things. But, you know, the notion that you will have a sort of a buzzer round response to some question you don't already know, you know, it's just the wrong way to start. And, you know, I can't really emphasize enough how it would become more of a pressure trying to shoehorn your answer to fit the question, if you know what I mean. That, you know, the one question is asked and you have a different answer prepared, and you're trying to get that across. Yes, prepare, by all means prepare. Get your examples down on paper so you can remember them. You know, if you're asked about when you helped a company to save cost, don't be inside trying to think of it. You know, if you prepared a few of those things, as in my last job, I saved them €30,000 by doing something. Have some of your good career stuff thought through. But most of all, in an interview, you need to be present in the interview and alert to what's going on in the actual interview and reacting to what's happening and, you know, being part of that whole chat rather than coming in with your, you know, here's one I prepared earlier kind of an approach. It's okay in cookery programs, but it's not great in a job interview.
And
I don't know much about cookery programs, I hasten to add.
Yes, but the thing is as well, surely the interview board will want an individual who comes across as, you know, as a human being rather than as, you used the word earlier, automaton, that, you know, the last thing you want is such a person, with such a personality.
Absolutely, and that's, interview panels are assessing, you know, that very thing as well. You know, is this person able to, you know, are they alive? Are they able to react to how things go? Are they somebody we can trust? Because, you know, people in jobs have to be able to take decisions, have to be able to think on the spot, you know what I mean, react to what's happening. And if you're very programmed and, you know, sticking to a narrative that you've prepared beforehand, and they will spot that. I mean, it's like, I'm sure you, as a trained or as an experienced broadcaster, will always recognize somebody who's reading something on radio and they're letting on they're not. It's very easy to spot it straight away, you know, when somebody's not actually not having the conversation there and then, but are parroting something from earlier on. So what I would say to DD is, think about what the job is looking for. Think about the experience or the training or the skills you have that meet the job, and go in there and talk about those, and you'll find that hopefully, you know, in the communication of it, that they'll ask questions that help you, and then there'll be further clarification questions, and the whole conversation will hopefully go your way, whereas the other way, you're effectively leaving yourself outside the door, and that's not a good thing in an interview.
And of course, as well as that, you know, it's important that, that an interviewee is prepared for the interview, but that's done by being well briefed. Prepare in advance.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I've seen clients who write, you know, some good bullet points, and they'd say, well, should I remember that? I say, no, don't remember it. You remember the spirit of the bullet point. You remember generally what you're talking about, but don't try and have the exact language together, because communication is much more fluid than that, and it needs to be, because we learn about people by all sorts of things, you know, but it's very hard to learn from somebody who's parroting something or who's just going through the motions, and I would say it'd be very off-putting. And you know, they need to like you, they need to feel like you're a living, breathing organism, then you're here to get the job and having a good shot at it, and you know, whatever comes our way here today, I'm going to try and answer it. So it's a regular temptation, a lot more regular than you might expect, actually. I think it goes back to maybe our school system as well, where I could never fully get my head around people who learned essays for the Leaving Cert, because that's exactly the same thing. You have an essay prepared, and you're going to shoehorn that essay into no matter what essay titles come up on the day, you know what I mean? So it's a fair trick if you can pull it off, but I think people should have a lot more trust in their ability to communicate. Most people are well able to talk, it's just that they put too much pressure on themselves when they go into an interview to try and be, you know, seamless in their communication. Don't be afraid to go in and talk naturally, you know, an odd word wrong, an odd sentence that doesn't get finished properly, and just communicate that way, because they're not assessing you, you know, totally for your, you know, staccato communication without any breath almost, you know.
Very good. We shall leave it there. The answer anyway, as far as you're concerned, and if DD is listening, no.
A resounding no.
Very good. Liam Horan, as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us.